Hey, what's up, guys? It's Dario from the Time Flies podcast. I wanted to let you guys know, whenever I'm not recording, editing, or uploading a podcast, I'm listening to different types of podcasts. Headphone is a podcast app with different types of genres for podcasts. They have everything from romance to horror to comedy podcasts. And now if you use my coupon code TIMEFLIES10, you guys get 10% off their subscription price. I'm currently listening to Dracula Reborn, where Dracula is trying to raise a vampire army and conquer the world. Here's a clip from the podcast for you guys.
Mr. DaCosta, I appreciate your invitation for dinner. Yet, I notice there's no food.
Oh, my dear boy. It appears there's been a misunderstanding. You aren't here for dinner. You are dinner.
Remember to use my coupon code TIMEFLIES10 and check out the headphone app. Wait, do you want me to start off with a carry on? Or I did it last episode. I think you should drop it all. Drop it this time. Drop the mic.
No, I can't be.
Drop the DJ scratch.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna do it all the time.
Yeah. That's
every episode.
It could be your thing.
It's a lot of pressure.
No, it's not. You can start with saying Sammy. Nah, Sammy.
You gotta start off with the fine. Carry on my wayward son. The baby's where you are. I forgot some of the words.
That's why.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Road so far. Alright.
The road so far.
Yeah, we're gonna start off every episode.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Who are you?
Hestia, I'm an angel of the Lord.
I've got demon blood in me, Dean. I'm a whole new level of freak.
Lilith is trying to break the 66 seals to free Lucifer from hell.
And why would an angel rescue me from hell?
Because we have work for you.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion.
She's no nurse. She's Lilith's personal chef.
Sucking blood? You gotta know that's wrong.
Where's the guy? Stop.
You give yourself over wholly to the service of God and his angels.
Yes, I swear.
You're an angel, aren't you?
I'm Zachariah.
This man is a prophet of the Lord.
I'm not drinking the demon blood for kicks.
She's poisoned, Sam. Look what she did to you.
You walk out that door, don't you ever come back.
Don't you cry no more.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Time Flies podcast. I am, of course, your host, Dariel. If you're listening to this on any of the podcast streaming platforms, you are going to hear a familiar voice. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you see a familiar face right next to me. I got Sophie in the building.
What up?
Sophie, what up? How are you?
Doing well.
Doing well. Keeping busy?
Always keeping busy.
Keeping busy, living life.
Living
life to as best as possible.
Absolutely. I'm living, I'm thriving, I'm blessed. Period.
Love to hear that. Living, thriving. Love to hear that.
And blessed. Don't forget that.
You did say blessed. You're right. So if you're tuning into this episode, first and foremost, thank you so much for tuning in. We both really appreciate it. But as far as the Time Flies channel, I appreciate it so much. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to this on a podcast streaming platforms, rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. That's a really, really big help. But if you are tuned in, that means you guys are tuned in to one of the best shows that ever existed on TV.
Yes.
You are watching the continuation of Sophie and I breaking down, like I just said, one of the best TV shows of all time. And what season are we on right now, babe?
Season 4.
Of what show?
Supernatural.
Supernatural. Oh, you know, you didn't know I did that, right?
No, I'm surprised.
You know, here time flies, we like to add a little pizzazz, if
or
you will.
Or element of surprise.
Yeah, a little bit of the element of surprise.
Gotcha.
I wanted to see your reaction. That's the official poster for season 4.
It's a good one. Look at Castiel in the background.
Yeah, Castiel being in the background looking like a creep.
I have my thoughts on him in season 4, but we'll get into that.
Facts. All right, so this episode, we're going to be covering season 4 of Supernatural. The season 4 is really fresh on our minds because we literally just finished watching the last two episodes. So the last two episodes specifically are really fresh on our minds, but the whole season in general, we just finished watching it. Just to give the listeners and viewers a little bit of a recap coming into season 4, we got to tell them what happened at season 3. You know, if you haven't heard that episode, if you haven't watched that video, drop everything you're doing.
Watch that first.
Go watch that or listen to that episode first.
And then come back.
Exactly. And then come back to it. But for those of you that have been keeping up with the Time Flies podcast, welcome again. All right. So, babe, ending of season 3. You want to give just the highlights of the end of season 3? How to leave off?
Are you sure you want me to go and explain that? Because I'm just going to just say it.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Dean goes to hell.
That's it. That's definitely it. Yeah, that's the biggest highlight. But okay, so Dean goes to hell. But aside from Dean, Sam and Ruby, is there anything that you want to summarize with them? How Ruby, well, actually Lilith tried to.
Yeah, so Lilith pretty much ganked.
Gank? What's gank?
Or pulled back Ruby back to hell. Correct, so yeah. So that was the last that we see her.
And she also tried to do some demon stuff on Sam, and Sam, it didn't really work because Sam is special, obviously.
Obviously, right? And as Sam was dealing with the whole Lilith thing, Dean was getting molded by the Hellhounds, which is a pretty sad way to go.
Yeah, that the way Dean died was pretty graphic.
He was literally ripped apart.
For CW standards, that was pretty graphic.
It was, but I'm just damn, it's sad to see Dean go out like that.
All right, so now that's pretty much the gist of it. If you guys want to hear more of season 3, go check out that episode.
Right.
Beginning of season 4, let's get into the shit. The episode starts off how, babe?
Somehow, in some way, Dean is pulled back into Earth.
Correct.
He's not in hell anymore.
Somehow, some way, we don't know as of yet. We don't know how Dean got pulled out of hell. The first episode, I should have prefaced. I'm sorry, but the first episode is called Lazarus Rising. Like you were saying, Dean gets pulled out of hell.
And how do we know that he gets pulled out of hell?
Well, I mean, it literally starts from Dean coming up from the ground, from literally the dirt.
Yes, but you literally see a big hand, somebody really pulled him out. There's a hand imprint. So that's how we know that he was literally yanked from hell.
Wait, did you say yanked or did you say... No, you said yanked, right?
I said yanked.
Okay, I'm getting a little too excited. I thought you said gank.
Gank? What's gank?
I know, you gotta let the viewers know how many times they said gank in this season.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to that at a later date in this episode. But as well as Dean getting yanked out of hell, we also get introduced to a very, very special character who's going to be with us for the foreseeable future in the Supernatural lore. We're talking about that man right there.
In the background.
For the viewers on YouTube, zoom into my finger right over here. We are talking about, what's his name, babe?
Castiel.
We're talking about Castiel, who is a?
An angel.
He's an angel. And up until this point, episode 1 of season 4, they deal with angels? No, right? They never dealt with an angel.
Never. Okay. This is the first time. I think they didn't think that heaven and angels was real.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, especially Dean. Dean was not a believer.
Yeah. So,
in past seasons, Sam did talk about, I have faith. I believe in the higher power. And Dean was with all these crazy things that I've seen, you're right.
We gotta talk about Castiel as far as his introduction. Do you remember how they literally introduced Castiel into the episode? So throughout the episode, Dean is he's hearing these really high pitched frequencies.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right? And we end up finding out that was Castiel trying to talk to Dean, right? But we see Castiel in physical form towards the end of the episode, where Dean and Bobby, they're trying to summon the angel, right? They end up summoning the angel, but then
But who did they use to summon the angel?
Didn't he? No.
Pamela. Remember?
Pamela. You're right. Good fucking call. Good call. They use Pamela, who is a friend of Bobby's
and a psychic.
And at this point, she still has her vision.
Yeah. So pretty much, he tried to communicate with Dean, but he wasn't in his vessel or he wasn't in human form yet. And if an angel is in their pure form, they're super bright and they are very loud for the human eyes and ears. So nice. That could get somebody in trouble, meaning nice. Death or something, you know, something very bad could happen to somebody. So nice. It didn't work out for Castiel trying to communicate with Dean at that time.
So that's why they bring in Pamela.
Yes, because they didn't know what they were dealing with.
So they bring in Pamela. Dean doesn't go under a spell. He doesn't like go get hypnotized, or does he?
No.
I forgot how. I do remember that Pamela, she tries to work her magic. Oh, they like sit around in a table and they do like a little seance.
Like a seance type thing.
They do like a little seance. Pamela's working her magic.
And Castiel is warning her, like, you don't want none of this smoke.
Exactly.
And she was like, I don't scare easy.
Exactly. And the next thing you know, the light bulbs are blowing up.
Yeah, her eyes tables exploded.
Tables are being turned. And next thing you know, Pamela's eyes are... They're just completely gone. Yeah, she's
that
blind.
That is effed up.
Good call, yo.
That is effed up.
After we get Pamela going blind, we finally, Bobby and Dean, they sum up a plan to summon the angel Castiel. So we finally see Castiel in physical form. He shows up in this like abandoned farmhouse, whatever. And Castiel shows up. Dean and Bobby, they have like every weapon known to like a hunter. And they have shotguns, they have knives, they have salt, they have, because they don't know exactly he's an angel yet.
Yeah.
So he shows up, they're throwing everything at him.
Nothing works.
Castiel, the bullets are falling right from him. Dean tries to stab him, it doesn't work. He does stab him, and he's like, Castiel's looking at him like, what are you doing? And then Castiel puts Bobby to sleep by touching his forehead.
Period.
And then Dean and Castiel, they finally have a moment together, because Castiel is not trying to hurt Dean. He's just trying to give him, break down the game to him. He's like, hey, listen, I'm an angel from the Lord. Dean has all these questions. And Castiel finally reveals that he's the one that actually raised him from perdition, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we find out that Castiel raised him from perdition. So that's Dean in episode one. Also in episode one, we haven't talked about, obviously, the second lead.
There was a lot going on in the first episode. I kind of felt kind of like Whiplash with like so much.
There was a lot going on.
You know, angels, Castiel being introduced, Sam, and guess what? He's messing with a girl. We don't know who this girl is.
No, we know who is.
No, but as a viewer, we didn't know yet. I don't think we knew she was Ruby just yet.
Ruby
played it like she was very slick, because when Dean showed up, she was just like, who are you? Hey. You know what I mean?
I do remember. In the hotel room. Dean just thinks Sam's getting laid. Exactly.
Pretty much,
exactly. Okay.
I mean, he was getting laid.
He was, but Dean didn't think that it was Ruby.
I know.
Possessing. So basically, we find out the whole time while Dean was down under, Sam was working with Ruby, and they were hanging out together. And we also find out that's
really hanging out.
Yeah, like baby making music time, like put on Keith Sweat. And then we find out that Sam's psychic abilities, they've cranked up a notch, if you will.
Yeah.
So now Sam is basically able to exorcise the demon without putting any extra effort into it.
And not only that, but like, you know, he could pretty much save a human who's being possessed by a demon.
Facts. So the only other note I have for episode one is your side note. You want to read it, what it says?
Oh, Sam is ripped.
Sam is ripped.
Yeah, it's just like every season that we've been watching, he gets buffer and buffer.
And he does.
Like I mentioned this in the past. I think the first Supernatural video that I know Sam or Jared Padalecki. I know him from Gilmore Girls. So he was just this really skinny, tall kid to this really big, buff, strong man. It's kind of interesting to see that evolution of Sam or
the actor. And like this season is the first season where I think you could fairly say that like, whoa, Sam is like, he's getting jacked.
Yeah,
right?
He's in the gym.
And it's interesting because from this season on, it seems like he just gets more and more ripped.
Yeah, like he just becomes bigger. He's a lumberjack. Like,
facts. So if you guys are familiar with these Supernatural recap episodes, we're not going to go through every single episode of the series, but we do want to sprinkle in some episodes here and there. The next episode, Are You There, God? It's me, Dean Winchester. The only thing that I really want to say about this episode is that Dean says gank for the first time in this season.
Okay.
He says gank for the first time in this season.
Gank? What's gank?
Bobby and Dean and Sam, they find out that Lilith, she's trying to break the seals in order to free Lucifer from his cage down under.
And I think they need 66 seals.
Correct.
Lucifer.
Yeah, 100%. You're right. And for this episode, they are dealing with, it's called The Rise of the Witnesses. So basically what this seal is, Sam and Dean and Bobby, they're being confronted with the ghosts of the people that they've helped. Like all the lies, every mission that Bobby has done, Dean, Sam, that they've done, some of them don't make it out, right? They save them for the time being, but then Sam and Dean, they leave town and obviously something else might happen and they die. Yeah. So for this episode, they're dealing with the rise of the witnesses. And to be more specific, they are dealing with the spirits of Meg. Mm-hmm. They're dealing with the spirit of Adrian Henriksen and two little girls from Bobby that... I don't think we ever found out exactly who those two little girls are.
Maybe it was like an early hunter... Bobby, he learned as he went. He didn't really have anybody showing him the ropes of being a hunter. You know, he didn't have the book, like, you know, the little book that their dad, Sam and Dean, remember, they have a journal, and yeah. You know, that really helped them out in the first two seasons. All they had to do was just open the book, and then, you know, there's an entry that their dad did. Bobby didn't have that. He was literally learning as he went. So it's unfortunate about Facts. The two little girls, but I mean...
Yeah. Another spirit that they're confronted with is Ronald. Ronald with the laser eyes. So do you remember, and it's season one or two, but there's an episode where Dean and Sam, they're like, they're stuck in a bank. And Ronald is, I'm not sure if he's possessed by a demon, but like the SWAT team, Adrian Henriksen is heavily involved in that episode where they're surrounded the bank. And they're trying to get Dean and Sam out of it because they think that they're the ones hurting the people in the bank. But Ronald is the one holding them hostage. Do you remember?
I remember that.
Okay. So for the viewers and listeners, Ronald returns as a spirit because of the rise of the witnesses. That was basically the gist of the episode. Again, we're not going to go into full detail about every single episode.
Let's talk about Meg. She looked completely different. If she didn't say she was Meg, I wouldn't have even recognized her.
Because she said she was the vessel that Meg was possessing.
No, absolutely, right. Yes. Yeah. She was like, well, that demon cut my hair and bleached my hair. I was like, well, damn, like, you look different.
Yeah, super different.
Yeah, out of all the vengeful spirits, Meg looked different.
I remember Meg saying some pretty intense shit. She was like, you knew I was a demon, you knew I was possessed, but you never even tried to exorcise me. And then Meg, the vessel that Meg was possessing, was saying how, like, I have a sister. Like, the little sister looked up to me, but you guys didn't even, like, try and find that out. You guys didn't try to exorcise a demon from me. You guys just decided to kill me.
You know something? It's pretty hard.
When she said that, I was like, ooh.
I mean,
you got a point.
That's true. But, you know, sometimes when you're in the moment, I'm not a hunter, you know, but I feel like when you're in the moment and you're dealing with shit, you know, and you're dealing with a possessed demon or whatever the case, you kind of forget that they're human. It's like, you can't really blame them. Yeah. But yeah, like, I get it. If you think about that all the time when you're trying to fight a demon or something, I mean, would they survive?
Facts.
You know?
He's spitting facts, girl. You're talking shit, huh? Your face, I'm dead.
I mean, you know, so I feel like, you know, Sam and Dean, sometimes they're a little sensitive.
Sensitive, Dean or Sam?
Dean is more sensitive. Yeah, you know, right. Something, if you ask me that question in the first two
seasons,
I'm like, yeah, Sam, for sure.
Okay, so now after episode two, now one of my, every episode we always got to talk, we're going to eventually talk about our favorites, but since we're kind of going in chronological order right now, I'm going to say it right now. Episode three, in the beginning, hands down, definitely one of my favorite episodes. The gist of the episode, Dean is being transported back in time by Castiel, and he finds his newfound grandfather may be hiding a secret that is key to Sam and Dean's predicament. Now,
dope. It was a dope episode. I love
100%
when we find out a little bit more of the boys' family history.
The boys.
And we find out something very, very, very incredible in this season. Why don't you let them know? Mary is a hunter. They come from a hunter family.
They didn't know that.
They didn't know that Mary was the hunter. They always thought that John was the hunter.
Yeah, but right, they come from a hunter family. Mary's a hunter. Mary's dad, their grandfather, okay, their grandmother.
I see what you're saying.
This is a family business. And I think Mary died before telling John. I could be wrong.
Before telling John what?
That she was a hunter. I think he just became a hunter because of her death.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
It was almost kind of destiny that they were always meant to be hunters. That's crazy.
Yeah, this episode is insane. Like, yeah, Sophia.
No matter what.
This episode is so amazing, man. Because everything. You know what I love about this episode? The feeling that after watching the full episode, I got the feeling for the first time that the writers are really trying to start separating Dean and Sam. As far as Dean eventually being the vessel for something good, Sam eventually being the vessel for something bad. Because while Dean is back in time dealing with his own shit, Sam in the present time, do you remember what Sam is doing?
What's he doing?
Sam is with Ruby trying to find demon blood to fucking drink and become powerful.
Yeah, Sam is a crackhead.
So the dichotomy between the two is the first time where I'm really feeling them trying to separate it, and they're really trying to like lead us into like, okay, you can tell that Sam is eventually going to go down such a dark road that Dean is going to have to intervene, and Dean is going to be looked at as like the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's just like, that's the feeling I got. And it's just fucking awesome.
Which is true, but I agree with everything you said, but I find it very, very interesting because in the beginning of the season, Sam is so innocent and Dean was just like so hard. As the seasons keep going, you could see the clear distinction between good and evil with the brothers.
I feel like this episode was the first one that started off in this season. And like you just said, as the season progresses, it gets more and more intense, right? Castillo sends Dean back in time and he basically tells Dean that he has to stop it, but he doesn't tell him exactly what he has to stop. So Dean is kind of in the past wandering around, not knowing exactly what he's looking for. And like you said, we found out that Mary is the hunter, right?
From
a hunter family. But do you remember what else we find out? We find out that Mary made a deal with Yellow Eyes.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Because Yellow Eyes took over Mary's father, which is the boy's grandfather.
Which is Sam, his name after Samuel.
Exactly. Yellow Eyes takes over Mary's father, mm-hmm. and he becomes Mary's father's vessel, right? And Mary and John, they're dating at the time. And for some reason, Yellow Eyes, he snaps John's neck. So Mary's kind of put in the corner, and the Yellow Eyes, Azazel, if you will, Yellow Eyes is like, listen, I'll bring him back. He won't remember a thing. Everything will be nice and peachy, but you gotta make me this deal. And the deal is not for Mary to give him her soul.
No.
The deal is
Let me do my thing.
10 years from now?
10 years
I think maybe 10 or whatever.
No, it's 10. It's always 10 years.
Yeah. So it's like 10 years from now, I'm gonna come to your house. I'm gonna be standing over Sam's crib. Don't bother me. That's all the deal is. And again, Mary is holding John in her fucking arms as his neck is snapped. So she ends up making the deal. She ends up making out with her grandfather, which is kind of nasty. She ends up making the deal, and Dean literally just misses it. He pulls up in the car and he's trying to kill Yellow Eyes, and he doesn't make it. So now that pretty much lays the groundwork for the beginning, for the very, very beginning of the first episode of the first season.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And Mary didn't listen. She interrupted Yellow Eyes, as you can see in the first episode.
It's just awesome how like they gave it a backstory.
Of course.
But the backstory makes sense and it's like fluid. It doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel corny. We also find out that Castillo was trying to teach Dean a lesson the whole time. Mm-hmm. Because like I just said, Castillo was telling Dean that like you need to go back in time and stop it. But when Castillo brings Dean back from the past to the present, Castiel tells Dean, it's like, no, you were never supposed to stop it.
Yeah, it's destined. It's destiny.
And the gist of what Castiel is trying to say is that destiny is written. Like, it's always going to happen. You're not ever going to be able to change it.
And let me tell you, we get a lot of that this season.
A whole lot of it.
But before we move on to the next episode, we see John, baby John. And it's kind of, for me, it's kind of refreshing, wow, this is innocent John. Because we know John as this great hunter, hardcore father that the boys were, you know, pretty much raised military style, right? And to see this guy that was really innocent before this whole you know.
Yeah, he was a regular Joe Schmo.
Just regular, and he was just in love with Mary, and he just wanted to start his life. And it's kind of sad that you see how everything ends up. You know, it's not a happy ending being a hunter.
It's not, and I think that's I forgot what episode it is, but that's something that Sam or. Oh, Sam says it to Adam in one of the later seasons. He's like, a hunter's life never ends well.
Never.
And then up until this point, we just...
And then not only that, but this episode too, you can never get out. You could try to get out like Mary did, right? But you will always die a hunter. That's pretty sad.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Hey, listen, that's Supernatural, the show, is not real life, so we can move on pretty easily.
Here I am, like, oh, and then Darius like, moving on.
Moving on. Okay, so we're not gonna, like I said, we're not gonna go into every single specific episode, but I was talking to Sophia prior to recording the pod, and she did want to mention something about episode 5, which is Monster Movie. What were you saying, babe?
This was a filler episode, but I enjoyed it because it was filmed in black and white, and they did homage to all the, or satire to old Hollywood horror movies, which I found very interesting.
Dracula, Mummy, Werewolf.
It was cool. It was cool. You could tell that this episode was aired during October.
Halloween time. Yeah. So the episode takes place within Oktoberfest.
Yeah. So I love that.
The only thing I really remember about this episode, besides everything that you just said, Dean was super horny. He wanted to take down that bartender.
She was hot.
She was pretty.
She was really pretty, as he should.
Oh, that's something else that I'm noticing. Mm-hmm. We talked about how Dean was super horny in season 1 and 2. They dialed it back a lot. I haven't really...
They did, but guess what we got?
What did we get?
Sex scenes. We didn't get that in the earlier season.
That's true. And we got two this season.
Bruh. My eyes.
Your eyes. I'm dead. All right. So now, episode 6, Yellow Fever. Babe, this is also another one. In my opinion, a filler episode. But
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was funny. Dean is affected with an illness that starts as anxiety. I liked it because I'd never seen Dean like that before. It was so funny.
This is the episode where he's like a full bitch. And he's like, when they're in the abandoned warehouse or whatever.
Yeah. And
Dean
like
literally screams.
I liked it.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I mean, it didn't really did anything with the storyline. It was like the note said, filler episode. But I found it hilarious. I liked it.
It had moments. I mean, so like you said, Dean is infected. He starts getting anxiety and all that stuff. And he also starts hallucinating. Mm-hmm. And one of the hallucinations is Sam. Sam talks to Dean, but he talks to Dean as Yellow Eyes, which is kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. He's basically telling Dean how it's all going to end, and it was always supposed to end like that. Everything was supposed to be destiny. But something else that's also interesting about this episode, so we do get a gank.
Gank? What's gank?
But it's not from Dean.
Sam
says it. And yeah. Sam, I remember, Sam says it very like nonchalantly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I think we caught it, but we caught it like, we kind of looked at each other and like, did Sam just say gank? But like, they didn't make a moment out of it. I felt like I think that's the first time Sam says gank. And I feel like the writers, they could have made a moment out of it. Like they both look at each other and like, I don't know. Okay. So now episode 8, Wishful Thinking. In my opinion, I think you would agree on this. It is a bit of a filler episode.
Yeah.
But basically the gist of the episode, Sam and Dean investigate a small town where a wishing well actually works. The brothers realize, however, the end result could be
disastrous.
But what I want to specifically talk about is I remember a moment in the episode where Dean looks at Sam and he's like, yo, like this is freaking awesome. In Dean's voice, he's like, this is awesome. And he's like, don't you want to wish for something? And Dean is throwing things at Sam. He's like, don't you want to wish that you're back at Stanford? Don't you want to wish that Jess is still alive? And interestingly enough, Sam is like, no. And I'm like, That's kind of important because, first of all, it's the first time in a while that we get to hear the origins of like Sam and Dean starting to hunt again, right? Because at this point, episode 8 of season 4, they're so deep in it, right? Mm-hmm. That like we kind of forget that Sam was kind of, he had no choice to get back into the life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Sam is like, no. And the reason why he says no is because like, that's not who I am anymore. Like that life is so far behind me. That like I just said, we're so deep in it. Like I'm a new person, which it's kind of fucking sad.
No, it
is fucking
sad,
yo.
It is sad. It's sad. Like Sam, he's deep in it. Whereas Dean, like I mentioned, he has a little bit of like, well, I kind of wish that my life was a little bit different.
Episode 9, titled after one of the best late 90s horror movies of all time. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Wait, you didn't even talk about Sam. Sam noticed Dean is remembering about hell, and Dean admits to Sam that he does remember hell. That's like a big moment there.
I mean, yeah.
No, because Dean was fronting for the gram. He was like, I don't remember nothing, but like Dean.
Fronting from the gram.
He really I'm was. Dead. He was like, I don't remember. But
so you're saying Instagram exists in the supernatural
absolutely. World?
I'm not mad at it.
Okay. Absolutely. You know, I feel like Dean, throughout this, the first half, and it's probably going to be forever, I don't know, but he was definitely suffering from post-traumatic stress from...
Who wouldn't? Of course he was.
I know, but, you know...
He was fronting
for the gram, and it's
never great. Internalize things, boys and girls, / ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but that's how they were raised. That's Macho a fact. Man, it's very... It's sad.
That's a fact.
The boys are sad boys.
The boys. Episode 9, titled after one of the best, one of the great late 90s horror movies of all time. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Time out.
Oh, boy.
Scream.
No question. Versus... Scream. No, Scream.
Oh, okay.
It's not even a question.
Okay.
Yeah. You thought it was crazy? No.
I just wanted your thoughts. I want to know if there's a temperature versus
in the room.
If yeah. there is a horror versus Scream versus I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, Scream.
Okay.
All day, every day.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so this episode, Sam and Dean are looking for a girl who apparently hears the angels. Castiel and Uriel, they make an appearance. I'm not sure if I described it a little bit earlier, but Uriel is another angel that goes on missions with Castiel, apparently. Because
yeah, and you could clearly see the difference between Castiel and Uriel. Uriel just gives no fucks.
Yeah, he's very cold.
Very cold-blooded. Have no empathy whatsoever with anything. He is just robotic.
Yeah. Something interesting about this episode is we actually get a flashback as to what Sam was up to all those months that Dean was in hell.
Yeah.
So,
fucking around doing some weird shit.
Well, besides hooking up with Ruby, he was actually trying to make a deal with a crossroads demon.
Yeah, he was fucked up.
Yeah, he was super fucked
yeah,
up.
Like,
he was like drunk all the time.
Yeah, he was really fucked up over Dean's death.
Yeah, like, but...
He didn't really care. He wanted to like switch places with
Dean. The offer was to switch, not even to take Sam's soul. It was literally just to switch places. Take Dean out, put Sam in, which is fucking annoying, man. It's like, what is this hamster wheel that you guys are on? It's like, okay, Dean's in hell, so let me switch with him. And if the demon was like, okay, then Sam is in hell, Dean's on Earth. Dean would go make a crossroads deal to take Sam out of hell.
I mean,
it's the fucking most dumb.
I know it's,
lie.
It's
so stupid. It's,
yeah, but they love each other so much.
Yeah, I know, but that's their Achilles heel.
Of course, and everybody knows that.
Yeah. We also find out that Anna, which is the girl that Dean and Sam are trying to locate because she's able to hear angel voices. Her name is Anna. Anna started hearing the voices the same day that Dean got pulled out of hell. Mm-hmm. So of course, connection. We also get introduced to one of, after rewatching the season, Alistair.
Yeah, he's one bad motherfucker.
The character is a bad motherfucker, but the actor?
Well,
I Sam Andy. What the fuck is the jaw? Just
well,
like, oh,
that he was fun. The second Alistair. We had the first
oh,
one.
Oh, fuck, yeah. You're right.
But
you're
that
right.
One wasn't bad.
I forgot, what was the first one? What did he look like?
He was a little older.
I'm not going to remember.
He had... I don't know. His accent was a little bit Brooklyn. Almost like mobster.
Okay, so that Alistair we're not talking about yet.
No. But we got...
To the character.
The character. And he's pretty much... And apparently, Dean crossed paths with Alistair in hell.
Yeah, because Alistair taught Dean how to torture in hell.
Yeah.
That's where Dean got all his tricks.
And I liked it.
So episode 10.
Heaven and Hell.
Sorry.
Anna recalls her past, and Sam and Dean understand why Castiel and Uriel wants her dead.
And your girl comes back?
Yes, our favorite psychic comes back to help the boys. And honestly, I don't know why she would do something like that.
Facts.
Because after my eyes got blown out, like destroyed, I would be like, fuck you, Sam, fuck you, Dean, and fuck you, Bobby.
Mood.
Okay?
Speaking of Bobby... So one of the notes that I wrote down is that first and foremost, after the season premiere, After episode one of season four, we don't see Bobby for a while. Damn, and we still don't see it. We still don't see him in this episode, but hear of Bobby because Sam and Dean, they use Bobby's place and they say that Bobby's on vacation in fucking the DR, I think.
They say the Dominicans.
They say the Dominicans. And I'm like,
I hope.
It was so annoying. I was like, Bobby needs to be in as many episodes as possible, yo.
True, but listen, even a hunter needs a break, right? And I hope he was.
Bobby don't have a life though. Come on now.
Never know. He probably has a girlfriend in the DR.
Man, are you kidding me right now?
You never know. You never know. That's probably Supernatural 2, Bobby's secret son.
Oh my God.
I'm dead.
Something else that happens in this episode. Remember how earlier we were talking about Sam and Ruby getting it on? Yeah. Dean gets up.
And who is this lucky girl?
Makes love to Anna, and Anna is the angel.
It's the angel, and it was very passionate.
It was, and they got nice little like 80s rock music. Yeah. baby making 80s rock music in
and
the
it
background.
It was in a car, and you saw the
Titanic hand. So yeah, corny,
fogging up the car.
That's so funny.
The glass in the car.
Well, okay, so actually, when Dean and Anna are having sex, Anna is not an angel yet. Anna is still purely human, but the point of this episode is that they were trying to find Anna's grace. Mm. So after Dean and Anna, they make love, they finally get Anna. They get Anna to get her grace back. And within all of that, the old Alistair, I guess, Alistair, the character, gets taken with her. I don't know. He doesn't die. He doesn't get exorcised. I don't know exactly what happens, but they just vanish. So that's why when we see Alistair again, he comes in with a new vessel, which is the guy that I'm talking about.
Which is totally creepy. And then what happened to Pamela?
But we'll get there when we get there. Pamela.
Yeah, she got.
No, this episode, Pamela doesn't get ganked.
Gank? What's gank?
Before we move on to the next episode, so you were saying how in the previous episode, Dean finally admits to Sam that he remembers hell. Yeah. But in this episode, he admits to like what he was doing in hell.
So he
gives Sam like the literal breakdown. So basically what he tells Sam is that Dean arrives in hell, Alistair is torturing him for I believe it was 3 months out of the 4 months that Dean was there. Dean was getting tortured.
Yeah, but time works differently in hell. So it feels
one month is 10 years.
10 years. That's correct. Crazy.
So Dean is telling Sam that he was getting tortured for 30 years, but for the last 10 years, Dean couldn't do it anymore, and he took Alistair on his offer. The offer that Alistair was saying was like, hey, I'll stop torturing you, but you got to torture other souls. So then Dean tells Sam that, like, I gave up, and he feels guilty that he was torturing all these different souls. Hence, this is how Dean knows how to torture souls.
It wasn't 4 months, you know.
What?
It was 4 months up here, but down there, I don't know, time's different. It was more like 40 years. And Alistair, and he would make me an offer to take me off the rack if I put souls on. And every day I told him to stick it where the sun shines. But then I couldn't do it anymore, Sammy.
Dean, look, you held out for 30 years. It's longer than anyone would have.
How I feel? This inside me. I wish I couldn't feel anything, Sammy. I wish I couldn't feel a damn thing.
Just one note that I made. I just like that scene. I always remember it. Sam and Dean, they're parked in the middle of nowhere. They're both like sitting on top of the hood of the Impala, and Dean is like breaking down really, really bad. And I just want to highlight Jensen Ackles' acting in this scene. It just always stuck with me, like the teardrop and just like the little pauses he has. Sam reacting to him behind him. I just thought that scene was very powerful, and it further deepened the relationship between Sam and Dean to me. Because, and it also opens our eyes to like, because Dean, he walks around being this macho man, right?
Yeah.
Like, yo, like, I'm a hunter. Like, if it's bad and if it kills people, I'm going to kill it, right?
You saw a vulnerable
side. You see a very vulnerable sign of Dean. You see him crying. You see him tortured, his soul being tortured, like, just, you know, metaphorically, not literally. So I just always like that scene.
So episode 11, Family Remains. Dario has a note of a filler episode and trash, but I don't think it was trash. Yes, it was a filler episode, but I enjoyed it because it was crazy.
I'll erase that emoji right now.
Please do. It was crazy because there was times where I jumped in my seat. But Sam and Dean investigate the appearance of a young female ghost in an abandoned house, but things get more complicated when the family moves in.
Facts. Also, we want to give a nice little shout out to old school OG DC Supergirl Helen Slater.
Yeah, she was in this episode, and there was other guest stars in this episode as well.
Oh yeah, you told me that one of the actors is from.
Yeah, so there were two kids in this episode. Helen Slater, she played the mother.
Right.
We have her young son. He is the lead actor in the show 13 Reasons Why.
You remember his name?
I don't.
Dylan Minnette. Remember I told you that he was in Scream 5?
Right.
He was in Scream 5, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I know him.
Yeah, and we went to see that movie, right? Scream 5. Did we?
No, we went to go see Scream 6.
Okay, so we started together.
But I remember you telling me, I forgot her name too, but I remember you telling me that later on in life, I think she did a podcast episode or maybe an interview.
Oh, yeah. Where she was dogging out Jamie Lynn Spears
and Britney Spears. Why though? What did they do to her?
She was heavily bullied.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed this episode. It was definitely disturbing because we find
out. Did you say it like that? Because my note said Sophia said this was a disturbing episode. Oh,
I didn't see that because I was totally freaked out. If you saw that girl, that ghost, quote unquote ghost, she was pretty scary. And later in the episode, we find out that she wasn't even a ghost at all. She was fucking human, and humans are real scary, man.
Yeah. So this episode, it was kind of, I guess, a metaphor, if you will, because Dean feels horrible for the things that he did in hell. But then this episode, you see a family, basically incest, and you see that humans are horrible. So the show is kind of telling you that, like, hey, you're human. Like, you had to do what you had to do. That's basically the gist of the episode.
Pretty much, you know what I mean? It's almost like nurture and nature.
But the last note I said was, episode was really good for a filler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it
they had bad. Like twists and turns. Like,
all right. Next.
Next one. After school special episode 13.
Yes.
Dario put the alert emoji.
The alarm emojis, because I like this episode a lot. The gist of it, Sam and Dean go undercover at their old high school, causing them to flashback to when Sam was picked on by the school bully and Dean was popular. The reason why I liked it is because we get a glimpse into what Sam and Dean's high school life was like. It's interesting because Sam was the one that was always getting bullied. But he enjoyed the time that he was in that high school because he actually made friends. I believe the kid's name was Bobby. He came across a teacher that eventually had a pretty important impact on his life. Mm. Basically, the teacher, Sam goes to the teacher telling him that, like, hey, I got to deal with the family business. He tells him it's being a mechanic. And the teacher tells Sam, he's like, hey, you always have a choice. Even though it doesn't seem like it, you always have a choice.
Which is facts, but true.
Being
a mechanic.
Exactly. But Sam, the reason why he ends up being a mechanic is because
circumstances
obviously. He says that he grew up and things happen, right?
But because of that teacher, Sam was able to have somewhat of a normal life by going to college.
He said he went to Stanford because of him.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, Sam, you know, I feel like, you know, Sam did have like that glimpse of a normal life, going to law school or Stanford, meeting Jessica. That was his little piece of normalcy. Poor Dean, he never had that. But
facts. So speaking of Dean, so Sam was like, even though he was getting bullied, Sam didn't really care because he knew he could fuck up the bully and any bully. But Sam was kind of eating it because in the beginning of this episode, Sam, for once, he said that he didn't want to be the freak of the high school where he literally just comes to the school for like a week and then they have to leave. So everybody looks at him like he's weird and he's a freak. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to do things different. I'm going to let everybody just look at me as a freak. I'm gonna keep my distance. If people want to be my friend, cool, they could be my friend. But he made it a point to like just stay away from basically high school, kind of, if you will. So Sam actually enjoyed it. But Dean, on the other hand, this is another episode where we get to see a different side of Dean. We actually get to see Dean missing his dad, and we also get to see Dean let's kind of like be empty inside, because he's like hooking up with all these girls, being the bad boy, mm-hmm. right, the kid who doesn't care,
right,
telling teachers that like I don't need to do a homework because I'm not gonna be here next week.
Yeah,
the girls like that shit. Even in high school, girls in high school, they like the bad boy. One of the girls that Dean hooks up with catches him in a closet hooking up with another girl. And then that the girl that catches him in the closet, she kind of gives him a nice spiel. And she's like, I thought you were different, but like all this is just a facade. You put on this front that you don't care, but you really do care. It's easy for you. It's easy for people to see. Mm-hmm. And again, I just liked it because yeah, it just gave
a little. He's sad. You're a sad boy.
You're a sad boy. It gave another element. It gave another layer to Dean. And
Pretty much called him out on his shit, and he didn't like it. And he was like, oh, man, I need to get out of here. Because, you know, she broke down his facade. And he didn't like it.
Yeah, facts. Good catch. Okay, so after episode 13, we get episode 14 called Sex and Violence. Sam and Dean, they're dealing with a supernatural creature, obviously. This one is called a siren. A siren is basically someone that's a creature that's able to put people under her spell, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's more like a romantic spell, but it gets like really, really dark. Mm-hmm. Well, like you're only gonna love me and nobody else, so you're gonna kill everybody else, right? Mm-hmm. So just some notes from this episode. First and foremost, Bobby makes a comeback
finally,
and actually in physical form. We don't just hear Bobby's name,
right?
In physical form, Bobby makes a comeback. The siren puts Sam and Dean under her spell, and she actually makes Sam and Dean fight it out, like in the hotel room.
Yeah, because I feel like with Sam and Dean, it was always like a big elephant in the room. They never really got deep into their issues, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this was an important episode because the siren forced them to kind of deal with their issues, right?
Yeah.
Like, even though they could say that, I didn't mean it. Yeah, you did. It was some form of truth in the argument, in the spell. So that was interesting.
That's what Dean says. I remember in the beginning of the next episode, because Sam in this episode says something about Dean always holding him back.
Mm.
And then do you remember in the next episode, Dean and Sam, I think they're eating somewhere in some breakfast spot. And then Sam is like, yo, we got a job. We got to go. And then Dean looks at Sam and he's like, you sure you want me to go? Don't I hold you back? So it was a cool little spillover from the previous episode. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, nothing really with that episode. It was just a nice little, again, a filler episode. I wouldn't say it was one of the better filler episodes.
No, but you know, they get to hash it out and also, really express their true feelings.
It's the CW. They got to hit their 22 episode quota. So
period.
Filler.
Yeah.
All right. So now episode 15, this is where your girl Pamela gets the
ganked.
She gets ganked.
Gank? What's gank?
Which is so sad, man. I feel bad for her. She had the short end of the stick.
100%. But babe, if you want to tell the audience what the episode is, what the name of the episode and what the episode is about.
So episode 15, Death Takes a Holiday. Pamela sends the boys to the spiritual world. When they find people cheating death, they must face Alistair, who is kidnapping the Reapers.
Now, this is the Alistair that we're talking about, that I'm talking about.
The scary one.
Hi, Dean. Something interesting about this episode, Sam and Dean, they end up having a conversation about like the natural order of life. And Sam, it's interesting because Dean believes that Sam and Dean are like regular Joe Schmoes, which is like, at this point it's like, yo, how do you even believe that? Like, you came from hell, your brother is drinking demon blood, like what? And Sam is the one that thinks that they're anomalies in the natural order of life because of literally what I just said.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
I don't know how that's Dean's mentality. That's kind of
Dean, he's going back and forth. He's, like I said, emotional. Like, who would have thought? You know what I mean?
We also get a sneaky little, we get a little pop-up from fucking Tessa.
Tessa, yeah, she was in season 2. Dean had a little thing in the after, you know, Dean had a brush with death. And Pamela was, not Pamela, Tessa was the Reaper.
Yeah, so the...
And
so
he cheated death. She was on that ass.
Beginning of season 2 is when Sam, Dean, and John, they're waking up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Actually, no, Sam and John wake up in the hospital, but Dean's still like in limbo because he's about to die. And Tessa is the Reaper that's trying to get Dean to die, but Dean doesn't want to die and he ends up finding his way out of it. But
yeah, Tessa, by John making a deal. So, Dean to not... for him to think that they're not anomalies or whatever that word is, it's crazy.
But Tessa comes back because... Pamela sends the boys into the spiritual world where they're trying to locate Alistair because Alistair is kidnapping the Reapers and Tessa's a Reaper. So that's how they bump into her.
Yeah, and people in that town or whatever, they're cheating death. Like they'll get shot and they're still alive.
Yeah, so they're still wandering around
that
town.
Messing so they're messing up the natural order of everything, yeah, apparently.
And they're not letting go, which is hurting the people in the present, in the real life. Just a quick side note. This is where finally the actor who I'm talking about that plays Alistair so creepy pops up. Yo, this guy, man, in the next coming episodes, this guy deserves a fucking Emmy, yo. This guy is fucking insane.
Pretty, pretty creepy.
Like, it's creepy, but it's just like, I don't know. But it's also, it doesn't come off as corny. It seems like he's, I don't know. It's just genuine. But anyway, Castiel.
Genuine.
I guess Castiel pops up as well. He pops up and he's telling Dean and Sam that they need to work this job because they need the seal to be prevented from being broken. But like you said, Pamela ends up getting ganked.
Gank? What's gank?
But interesting, before she gets ganked, well, as she's getting ganked, she's like whispering something in Sam's ear, if you remember.
What you did exactly. Last summer.
As she's getting ganked, Sam is like trying to fight off demons and Sam has crazy psychic abilities. Pamela can't see, but she knows. Yeah, she knows what's going on. She feels like the energy coming from Sam. And that's where she whispers into Sam's ears. Like, hey, I know what you did and you're fucked.
I don't get Sam this season. Everybody is telling. There's so many instances in the season where people's like, this is not good, Sam. This is not good. But he just chose to do the demon blood. He chose to do what the complete opposite of people. Pamela, Castiel, Anna, like they all tell him that this is not a good thing, and he still ends up doing.
It's a Winchester.
That's some weird shit, and he knows it's bad. He knows it's bad.
Yeah, he knows it's bad, but he thinks the end game outweighs how bad it is because he thinks he's gonna be saving the world. You feel me?
Even when Castiel, the angel said, is Dean, he still thinks that Dean doesn't have it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Episode 16, named On the Head of a Pin. Now, normally when there's an episode that's fire to me, I have one alarm emoji next to the title, right? But babe, how many alarm emojis do I have?
Yes, four.
Dose, baby. I got two of them because this shit is fire. So this episode, Castiel and Uriel capture Alistair and they ask Dean to torture him with the skills that he learned in hell from Alistair. Layers upon layers upon layers. Dean finds out that while he was torturing Alistair, Alistair tells him that Dean shedding blood in hell was the first seal, which is a righteous man spilling blood in hell. Mm. It's just like the more the episodes go, like the more there's more stuff that becomes like unraveled and we find out so much more. Like so much more deep facts about like what they're doing, but we think Dean going to hell is like okay, Dean going to hell, yeah, but then we find out that Dean like
something more than that.
It's like it's so much more deeper. It's like Dean spilling blood. It's just a lot. It's a lot of layers. So in the middle of Dean torturing Alistair, we find that the demon trap was broken. Castiel has no idea how until the very end of the episode. So at the end of the episode, we actually find out that Uriel is the one that broke the trap. The reason why Uriel wants to let Alistair go is because he actually wants Lucifer to be free. And he respects how Lucifer stood up for himself, stood up to God. And Uriel basically doesn't believe in his father wishes, God. So that kind of gives you a sense into Uriel as far as like, just his beliefs. Like he believes in like free will, I guess. Like if you're gonna obey somebody, then, and if you have the balls to do it, I'm gonna respect you. That's how I look at it from Uriel. Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy because he was giving Anna a lot of shit. She has free will.
Yeah, we don't get to celebrate Uriel because Uriel actually dies in this episode.
By who?
By Anna.
Who has free will?
By Dean's wifey, because he took it down, you heard? Castiel ends up telling Dean that he who started breaking the seal is the one who has to end it. So Castiel tells Dean that the history of civilization rests on Dean's shoulders. Dean doesn't believe he can do it and tells Castiel to find someone else. So yeah, there's a lot of information in this episode. Dean finds out he's the one that started breaking the seals. Mm-hmm. Sam gets back on his demon blood drinking swag, which crackhead. Is literally what I wrote in my notes.
Straight up crackhead.
We find out Uriel is the one who broke the demon trap. He wants Lucifer free. He respects how Lucifer went against God's wishes. and or commands. Castiel tells Dean he's going to have to be the one to end the apocalypse. He who starts it has to finish it. So it's just, there was a lot going on in that episode.
So much.
I might have just like, yeah, I'm the way I've talked about it might not have been reflective in that. But I just remember watching the episode really being taken aback of like the information that we're getting is kind of important.
Mm-hmm. Episode 17 was a pretty good episode. It's a terrible life.
Yeah.
What if the Winchesters weren't hunters in this alternate?
Oh, that episode was funny. It was cool. It was fun. It was good. It was fun. I meant to say it was fun, not funny. It was fun.
It's crazy because like Dean is this big shot corporate guy, yeah. And then Sam is working in tech.
Wait, why is that funny though?
Because Sam was the smart one. Sam was always good in school. Sam went to college. So I find it very interesting that Sam had this mediocre job in the doing like answering phones and saying, hey, did you turn off and on your phone or your computer? What's going on? Like it was pretty mundane. And then you have Dean, who was this big shot corporate guy.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Sam should have been the corporate guy because he went to school.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So the whole episode, you see Sam, he's like, something feels different. Something is missing. I feel like I should be more and do more. And then Dean is like pretty much denying, or he's in denial. And it's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm really good, which pretty much describes the boys in real life.
The boys. So you want us to give a shout out to the other boys that pop up in this episode, the Ghostfacers.
Ghostfacers. Yeah. If it wasn't for them, the boys wouldn't have
known how to gank.
Gank? What's gank?
Gank
the demon.
A ghost.
So I remember telling you while we were watching this episode, the Ghostfacers, my mind is a little fuzzy and a little hazy because I know from season one, I'm not sure if they pop up in season five. Do you remember if they do?
I know that they pop up one more time in later season. I just don't know.
You don't
which.
Remember what season?
Yeah, and they get a movie deal.
Are you sure we didn't see that already?
No, we didn't yet.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, so like I just remember telling Sophia that like...
But I could be wrong. We'll find out once we watch later seasons. But I feel like they pop up one more time.
I remember them popping up, but I'm not sure if they pop up in physical form. Like in this episode specifically, they pop up, but they only pop up because Sam and Dean, they go to like their website, they watch their tutorial videos. So they're still, they're part of the episode, but they're not physically there in physical form. But it's just interesting because I can't put my finger on it, and I don't know when the last time we see them. But again, we will find out. I also want to mention that this is the second episode where they mention Madison.
Oh my god.
Yo, this might be an ongoing, not joke, but just an ongoing thing in this season. They keep bringing back Madison, who was like this woman that was supposed to be Sam's first love since Jess.
Oh please.
Me and Sophia, every time the name Madison comes up, we're like,
Who's that?
We were like, who the fuck is Madison?
I forgot what episode they mentioned her the first time around, right, but yeah. We were like, who's that? And then we were like, whatever, you know? And then for them to mention it again in this episode the second time, I was like, okay, I gotta find out who is this chick Madison, because I only know of Jess.
Me too.
Like, yeah, I was like, who is this? So when I Googled it, obviously, you know, Google's everything, right? She is the werewolf from season two where Sam hooked up with.
Sam hooked up with, and he has to kill her because, and he falls in love with her because he hooked up with her for one night. What? Yeah,
that was crazy.
And how? Why is that important? Like, why is one night? He was with Jess for years, and they don't even mention Jess.
That's very strange.
Yeah, but I think they do it one more time after this episode.
I think so too.
Why, Madison?
That was very strange. I don't know.
You know why I'm so frustrated is because like Supernatural, like. It's, in some aspects, they do such a good job of continuity, right? They do such a good job of continuity. And then in other aspects, I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing bringing Madison back? Like, nobody cares. Right. And you guys didn't even do a good job of expressing that that was Sam's first love interest since Jess. It's only after the fact that we learned that that was Sam's first love interest since Jess. And it's like, what?
That was very strange.
It's like, okay, way to throw that in our face.
Yeah, because I didn't get any passion. I didn't get... I just thought that Sam was sorry for the chick, honestly. But I didn't get, like...
Yeah, me too. Yeah, because, yeah, I remember he cries that he has to be the one to kill her.
Yeah, I mean, it was unfortunate. But, like, I didn't think that, you know... I'm thinking if a Winchester loves you, you got to put in the work. And I felt like, what did she do? It was in and out.
Facts.
I don't know. It was very strange for them to bring Madison... She only featured in one episode. It was just very strange.
Moving on to the next episode, episode 18, the monster at the end of this book. No question.
It was a good episode.
Good.
Okay, Dario. Good.
This episode is
fire.
Fire. We are introduced to Chuck, the fucking god. So this episode, the boys actually find out that somebody is writing a book about their lives, like down to a T. The book is called Supernatural. The author is Carver Edlund, but we end up finding out that Carver Edlund is, I'm telling you, the amount of Supernatural I've seen before we even met, this is how I know all these things by memory.
Jeez Louise.
Carver Edlund. So we end up finding out that Carver Edlund is Chuck. We end up finding out that Chuck is what?
Prophet.
A fucking prophet, yo, which is like.
That's crazy.
Yo, he's one of my favorite characters, and it's good that we actually see him throughout. Until the end of the series. So he's in the show. That's the only thing I'll give you. He's in the show until the last season, episode.
That is wild. 15. I'm very, very excited to see that and how that plays out. This episode, it shows, well, for me anyway, as a viewer, how the theme of everything is destined plays out in this episode. You know, and not only that, but damn, like Dean and Sam, they're rock stars. Like, they're going to have books and people are going to read about them.
They are rock stars, but they're also not rock stars because nobody knows that they actually really exist.
Yeah, but these books are going to be something serious in the future.
I mean, true.
Like gospel, yeah. Like the Bible.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so literally.
I would have been flattered. I'm like, people are going to know about me. I'm going to be in the history books.
I guess. And it's interesting because. Literally in the previous episode that we covered, episode 17, we were just talking about Madison.
Yeah.
In this episode, they mention her fucking again. Chuck mentions Madison again.
No, Chuck. Well, yeah, his publisher mentioned her.
Correct. His publisher says how like Madison, the first girl that Sam's loved since Jess.
I bet like Sam didn't even buy it. He was like, really? I did. The way he was looking at her, like, I did love her.
The reason why I love this episode is one, Chuck is introduced, but Chuck, the actor playing Chuck, is so good at towing the line between being that like nerdy little kid, but also who has like really good comic relief, comedic relief. I don't know. I just love his timing. I just love his like.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
He's just awesome. He's just perfect.
Yeah, he's just a weirdo. And who would have thought that Chuck, a man like Chuck, is a prophet? Like he's facts. The least. Prophet-esque person.
But something else in this episode, we find out that Lilith she actually offers Sam a deal. The deal is pretty shitty. Basically, is she'll stop breaking all of the seals if Sam and Dean offer to kill themselves, which is, in my opinion, a really bad deal. True. I don't know about you, but in my opinion, that deal is trash. That deal needs the emoji trash next to it. That's what it needs.
Do you think she offered that deal? Because everything happened for a reason. I'm not gonna expose the end just yet, but why do you think she made that deal with Sam?
I don't know. No, I don't think about
it.
Do
you think it was all just a ploy? Do you think, or was she literally scared of the end and she didn't want to?
Well, her being scared of the end, she needed the end to happen. So why?
No, absolutely. But did she want it? That fate for herself.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So that's why I guess.
Maybe I'm overly thinking too much with that, but you know, I find it very interesting that she offered that deal to the boys or to Sam. So we're gonna hop on to episode 19, which is Jump the Shark.
Big episode. Big episode.
Big episode because we find out that Daddy Winchester John was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, he was out here.
Out here making babies.
Facts.
So a 19-year-old boy named Adam calls Sam and Dean looking for John. The boy Adam claims to be his son. So I find that very, very interesting.
This episode is actually good, but there's something that is revealed towards the end of the episode that makes me not like it.
Which is?
All right, fuck it. So, like you said, Adam calls the boys looking for John. John is dead. The boys go meet up with Adam, right? And Adam is basically saying that his mom is missing. He needs help finding her. He doesn't know where she is. The boys help him.
And Dean is very, he was just like, nah, man. Yeah. He, this is not real. This has to be a demon, a shapeshifter. He was not
putting the test every
Sam,
which way.
Yeah. And Sam was like, you never know. Like, dad wasn't a virgin. Like, he had some flings. Like, it's not far-fetched.
Dean was mad because, like, as he gets to know Adam a little more, he gets to realize that John, he gave Adam the normal life that Dean never had a chance of getting. He took Adam to baseball games. He took Adam. He went to get ice cream at ice cream shops with Adam. And Dean obviously was over here on the other side learning about demons at the age of 5.
Yeah.
So if I was Dean,
you'd be a little salty about
that. Yeah, I mean, he has not a right, but I can see why. I can see why he's salty about it.
I felt like maybe, and I could be wrong, but for me, looking at that, I feel like John felt guilty about the life he gave Sam and Dean. And he tried to make that up with Adam. And Adam still had his mom. And I'm not saying that Adam had the best life. I mean, his dad was in and out of his life.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like he had the greatest, like, relationship with John. He was just in and out.
Yeah.
Like, so, but I mean, I guess that's good enough for Dean, right? He was like, that's better than what we had, which was military, going town to town, you know, not having dad there, me taking care of Sam all the time. Like, it was pretty lonely.
Wait, did you say Sam? Or did you say Sammy?
Sammy?
And it's also a nice little interesting full circle moment with Sam and John, if you will. Because when we first started watching Supernatural, Sam had all this hate towards John because Sam didn't want to be part of the life, right? And then John tried to make him be part of life until Sam grew some balls. He left the family, went to Stanford, right? But when he left to Stanford, Sam always thought that John hated him for it, right? So there was always this like tension between the two. But it's interesting because in this episode, Sam is he's a little bit more laid back to the idea of John having a kid with another woman, right? Mm-hmm. So now that Sam and Dean find out that they actually have this brother, Sam is actually the one talking to Adam as if he's John. He gives Adam the speech. He's like, hey, we're hunters. You don't have a life. All the people you knew behind, your friends, your family, your girlfriend, not your family, but your friends and your girlfriends, all that stuff is done. Because if you're still around them, you're putting them in danger.
Yeah.
So it's funny because Sam is basically taking the role of John for Adam. But before the beginning of the season, Sam and John, like, they were at complete opposites. So that was interesting.
Yeah. You know something? Now that you mention it, Dean did say that you're so much like dad.
He did, and
I think Sam is kind of more like John, the way that he engulfed himself in that revenge sense, because John, his thing was revenge. He wanted revenge on the Yellow Eye because Yellow Eye killed the love of his life, right?
Yeah.
He was motivated by revenge. That's what I'm trying to say. And Sam is motivated by revenge too. And Dean is just like, I'm here. Like, what the fuck? Like, let's just continue doing what we're doing. Like, so I find it very interesting in this episode as well. And not only that, but you could see the thought process or the way that Dean views everything or this world and how Sam views everything, right? Dean was a little disgusted when Sam was talking to Adam, like, yo, you know, being a hunter, you know, that. He was like, whoa,
where's this coming from?
Yeah. And he was just like, maybe dad doesn't want him to be part of that world. He never thought about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I felt like Sam was recruiting Adam. That's how I felt. I was like, damn, like, yeah, you don't
Sam
want.
Sam gave him the speech. Sam gave him the guns. He's like, this is how you load it. This is how you unload it.
Yeah, I'm going to teach you. And I'm just like, damn. And here is, like, he was giving him, Dean, like, a hardcore. Like, no, like, yeah. He's just a kid. And then Sam was just like, well, dad did this to us. And he was like, well, maybe dad wanted something different. And yeah. It was just crazy. How deep Sam is in the hunting world is deep. Deep.
So the reason why this episode towards the end, I kind of didn't like it anymore was because we end up finding out the Adam that Sam and Dean were talking to the entire time was a ghoul. So basically what a ghoul is a creature that eats on the dead, eats the flesh of the dead in order to incorporate their body.
So they get their memories, exactly. Their mannerism, exactly. Everything.
So we end up finding out that Sam and Dean were talking to a ghoul the whole time. So they weren't even talking to the real John. That's why I'm like,
you mean it was, Adam?
Yeah, fuck Winchesters, okay. Change your fucking names.
But the ghoul did reveal that Adam is really, really the brother. Like, they were really related.
I mean, yeah, great, but he's not talking to Adam. He's talking to a fucking fake Adam.
Yeah, but then it's still blown mind that they did had a brother somewhere out there, and John never said anything. That's correct. Crazy. I'll be so livid.
I'm being over dramatic. I get what you're saying, but it's just that, I don't know. For me, it took away from it. Like, I just wish, like. Not everything that they said happened, and it's based on real facts. It's based on actually things that happened, right? But the fact that it's not actually Adam himself saying it, like, it just got me super annoyed. I was like, fuck, like, this could have been so much better. We do see Adam again. I'm not gonna say when, where, or how, but we do see him, so not all is lost.
Okay.
But yeah, that was something that I just didn't like with that episode. But it was cool. It was a good episode. Okay, so now moving on from episode 19, we're going to go straight to episode 21. Episode 20, we're not going to get into because the episode is called The Rapture, and it deals with Castiel's vessel. His name is Jimmy Novak, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's just more backstory of him. But if we're being honest, I mean, if I'm going to say it, I don't know if you want to jump on my back when I say this, but that episode was kind of trash.
Yeah, snooze fest.
No good. Okay, so we're going to move on. When the Levee Breaks. So Dean and Bobby, they lock Sam in Bobby's panic room. So Sam can detox from all the demon blood. Sam and Dean have a big blowout and confrontation. That's the gist of the episode.
Yeah, man. Sam is hooked on demon blood. He's
looking
like a straight crack addict. He's a crack fiend. Looking like a crack Judge baby. Mathis. Crack fiend. Sorry.
Shout out your dad.
Hey, Daddy. Hi, Dad. Me and my dad watch a lot of like judge shows and... Judge Mathis is one. Every time a crackhead comes along, he Judge Mathis is like, you crack fiend. He said Alistair shows up again, but we find out Sam is hallucinating. So pretty much as an addict, when you detox yourself, you start to, what's that word I'm looking for?
Hallucinating.
Not hallucinating, but like Sam is fucked up. Like, he's really detoxing from the demon blood because Bobby and Dean trap him in, what is it, like a basement?
It's a panic room, right?
Yeah.
So Bobby has all these demon signs, writings on
yeah.
the yeah.
So nothing can get in, nothing can get out.
Get out, exactly.
Yeah. So
So Sam has hallucinations.
He's bugging out.
But he doesn't have one. He has a couple.
Yeah, multiple.
He has multiple. The first one is the 14-year-old Sam, which is kind of fire. Because the 14-year-old Sam is telling the present Sam, he's like, yo, how can you do this?
Like, where did it go wrong?
Like, we were supposed to have a normal life. And then the present Sam is talking to the 14-year-old Sam saying, like, yo,
shit happens.
Like, I'm sorry. Life happened. Like, I tried, but it didn't work out. I'm sorry.
Right.
The second hallucination was who?
It was his mom.
And it's interesting. That hallucination, Sam is basically breaking down. And he's like, go ahead. Tell me how disappointed you are that you have a demon child, that I have all this demon blood in me. And it's quite the contrary. The mom is saying how, like, she's actually proud of him.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not disappointed.
Like, and
you're the only one that could do it. Dean can't.
She says Dean's weak. And
yeah, but you could just tell that he's not in his right mind. Because his mother would never say that.
But his mom is not a, when he's hallucinating, his mom is not a demon. It's his mom.
No, yeah, but this is what he wants his mom. Everything is fake. It's all fake. This is what his mom.
But his mom wouldn't say that Dean is weak, that Dean can't do this.
Yeah, exactly. It's fake. This is all in Sam's head. You know, him going to the high school, we're going back to the high school.
Mm-hmm.
that alone shows how he let his teenage Sam down, because this is the road he led to. Even him talking to his teacher, he was like, well, I did end up in the family business. Mm. You know what I mean? So him talking to his younger self now, his younger self is just like, you let me down. And he was like, I know, but shit happens. You know what I mean? He don't know his mom. His mom died when he was in the crib. Like, well, how he know his mom is would be proud of him? And I don't think his mom would say something like that and talk shit about Dean. Everything is all in the mind. He was literally bugging out.
Something else that happens in this episode, Anna shows up. She shows up for like literally a hot second. And she asks Castillo why Castillo breaks Sam out.
Yeah.
And the reason why is basically because destiny is going to happen. Yeah, we can't interfere. Yeah. And he had orders. And yeah. Anna is like, why'd you do it?
Yeah.
And then within Castiel and Anna meeting together on a rooftop, other angels show up and they take Anna away. We don't see where they take her. But we just see like, they don't kill her, right? They don't exorcise her. Because there's like a big white bright light.
No, they just took her. They probably took her to angel jail. Who freaking knows? But it's kind of messed up because I think in this episode, Castiel got Dean to pretty much say yes.
Yeah, it is in this
episode. You know what I mean? Yeah. And Castiel made it seem like if you just say yes, you are the one that's going to end things.
But the reason why I ask you about Anna is because she's not in the next episode.
No.
So it's like, okay, they take Anna away. But I'm also thinking like I don't remember seeing her in the first few episodes of season 5. So that's why I'm like, did they just kill her off?
No.
Or hopefully we'll get something.
We'll see.
Yeah, because I don't know. That better not happen. If that happens, then
we'll see what happens. I don't know. Whatever. But like, I feel like Castiel really duped Dean.
Duped.
Yeah, for saying yes, because you know I felt like Dean had an impression that, okay, if I say yes, I could just end this shit, and you know.
Quite the contrary.
And Sam
say yes and wait in a room with burgers and beers for three days.
Yeah, but you know.
Moving on to the season finale.
Yes.
Season finale, we finally made it. Episode 22.
Lucifer Rising.
CW, now that you guys are not in 2008, you guys can do episodes that are like 13 episodes for a full season. Anyways, Lucifer Rising. So this whole time, Ruby is trying to prepare Sam to kill Lilith. To get this finale confrontation.
Drinking demon blood and everything.
Facts. But little do we know.
It's all a plan.
It's all a fucking ruse. Ruby is trying to get Sam to break the seal. So she's playing mind games on him.
It was all a ploy.
And what's the very last seal that had to be broken?
Lilith had to be dead by Sam.
And so what ends up happening?
And that's what happened.
Sam ends up killing Lilith.
You know something? Before we get deeper into the last episode, I forgot to even mention, I really do not like this Ruby.
Trust me, you did not forget to mention it. You mentioned it in the last episode. Yeah, you mentioned it now. And I think you mentioned it in the beginning of this episode.
Oh, I did. I'm with you. I really do not like this Ruby. I like Katie Cassidy from last season. Is unfortunate.
Yo, Katie, what up, girl?
Yeah, I feel like she was the best.
If you see this, add me on Instagram. I'm trying to blow up. Yeah,
but this Ruby, my spirit did not go well with her.
Well, I mean, it begs to raise the question. Did she get hired and then Sam and her started fucking around?
Well.
Or did Sam meet her outside of Supernatural working?
And got her the job.
And got her a whole season.
No, because I looked it up.
Oh, you did?
I did. I had to know because.
Oh, I think you told me. But what's the answer again?
The answer is that they met on set, and they started dating.
They met on set. So she got the job, and then they met.
Yeah, and then you know they got married.
Respect.
She was the worst Ruby.
Damn, the worst Ruby.
The worst Ruby. I mean, it was only her and Katie Cassidy.
Facts.
I prefer Katie Cassidy. In my opinion, she was the best Ruby. Best acting. This Ruby, not the vibe. She was very annoying.
She was just...
I just didn't see the point in her. She was just Like, ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, ew. So at episode 22, when we find out that she played Sam Hardbody, she played him.
Facts.
I wasn't surprised. I really wasn't.
I think I knew that was going to happen all along. Mm-hmm. I wasn't entirely sure, but then like when it's revealed that she did it on purpose, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. You know? She was in it with Lilith all this time.
So, another thing about this episode, they bring my boy back. Chuck is in the building. They bring Chuck back because Dean asks Castiel for help while he's stuck in Heaven's break room or whatever.
I'm dead.
He's like he starts talking to Castiel and he's like, "Hey man, like did you ever think to disobey orders?
Have free will.
Have free will. Like stop being this corporate monkey, right? Huh. Like please just help my brother." Castiel.
And you
accepts.
See throughout the season that Castiel was like in internal battle.
100%. Castiel accepts. He breaks Dean out. Mm-hmm. But he breaks Dean out, but they don't know where to find Sam.
Yeah,
so where do they go to? They go to Chuck
because he knows
the
everything.
Prophet, because he knows everything, and that's how Chuck pops up. And it's funny, Chuck pops. They pop into Chuck's apartment or house, whatever, and then Chuck tells them where Sam is. But as he's doing that, an archangel appears, and then Castiel sends Dean to wherever Sam is. And then you see Chuck look at Castiel and he's trying to be a little friendly. He puts a hand on his shoulder.
And
Castiel's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, I don't know this emotion.
It's those little moments where I just like how it comes off from Chuck.
Yeah.
I just love it. All right, we did it, babe. Season 4 recap. If you guys didn't like it, kiss my ass.
But we didn't tell them that Sam killed Lilith and Lucifer arise.
Right, yeah. I mean, I wasn't
going to finish. Supposedly, allegedly, we'll have to see. In season 5,
Sam does kill Lilith from his psychic powers, which essentially breaks the last seal.
And Ruby's like, "Ha ha, I tricked you!"
Right, and I'm dead. And then if all the seals are broken, Lucifer rises. So so the assumption that the viewers are making is that Lucifer is about to come to Earth.
Yeah, that's the season finale, which I felt like they could have done better with the season finale. I'm just like, oh, this is it. This is because I felt like last season when Dean died was like epic.
I felt episode like 21 was I feel like a little better than episode 22.
Right, but the so way I feel what you're saying. Ended is just like okay.
All right, so now that we finished recapping season 4 of Supernatural, what we always got to do, we always got to pick a favorite episode or maybe a couple of favorite episodes. I gave you mine already. In the beginning, I think it was called when Castiel sends Dean back in time. And the way that basically sets up the fucking Supernatural series.
Period.
Fire.
Mine is the same thing. Is
oh, really?
Yeah, I love that episode.
Okay.
I also like...
No, hold on, babe. Not an episode that you liked. One of your favorite episodes.
Okay, favorite. In the beginning was my favorite.
Okay.
I also liked Family Remains. I know it was a filler episode.
Man, you really liked that episode, huh?
I really did. It was creepy. I thought it was like...
Good episode.
A really, really good episode for a filler episode.
If I had to choose another one as far as one of my favorites, definitely going the monster at the end of this book. That's where Chuck is revealed. I mean, he's introduced to the supernatural world.
Oh, that one is a good one too.
As a prophet, no question. Those two, no question. First favorite, second favorite. Now, honorable mention... After school special, the one where Sam and Dean goes back
to
high school.
That one is pretty good.
Yeah. Again, I just like you get to see a little bit of you get to see Dean being vulnerable. You get to see Sam's life, like what it could have been, the choice that he realized he always had, but he just didn't take that choice. Mm-hmm. And then I also have On the Head of a Pin, which is episode 16. I just really like that episode because that's when Dean tortures Alistair, and it's really honestly. The reason why I like that episode is fucking the actor that plays Alistair. And Alistair, like, yo, he just deserved a fucking Emmy for that episode. Like, he just killed it. He just went crazy on that episode. Like,
Dean, I taught you everything you know, Dean.
It was fucking creepy.
Yeah.
So those are mine. Do you have, besides In the Beginning and Family Remains?
But After School Special, I really enjoy that episode. Family Remains, I told you about, that I really like. And what was the other one? It was episode 3, In the Beginning. Those are my three favorite episodes.
So In the Beginning, Family Remains.
After School Special.
In that order?
Yes.
Okay.
In that order.
My order, In the Beginning, The Monsters at the End of the Book.
It's a good one.
And now for third place is between After School Special or On the Head of a Pin. And you know what? I think I'm going to go On the Head of a Pin.
Okay.
On the Head of a Pin, third place.
After School Special.
Fourth place, After School Special. Yeah.
I respect it.
All right. We did it. Sam and Dean.
Yes.
Carry on my way. We're on the road, baby. We're on the road to season 15.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we're about to start season 5.
Yes. Oof,
season 5.
Yes. I'm excited to start that season. So
season 5 is... right now, off rip, I know 3 episodes that are fucking fire.
Really? It's
fire.
It's crazy for me because, like, I don't remember anything. I remember as I watch episodes. So I'm excited to see where season 5 is going to lead.
The season finale for season 5 is
wild.
All fucking TV timer.
Mm.
Not Supernatural timer. Television timer. The way everything comes together for me, sick. Mm.
Okay.
There's in 2 other episodes from top of my head. I don't remember the name of the episodes, but yeah. All right, yo. Listen, if you guys watched this from beginning to end or heard this episode from beginning to end, you might have heard our energy, you know, go up and down. But this is what we do, and we do it all for you. But wait, the energy goes up and down because, you know, this isn't easy. As much as we love doing this,
and we do, and we shoot very late too. So
facts. We did a lot of notes. We got to look at the notes. We got to make sure that we're not just reading off the iPad or the computer. We got to be engaging. Mm-hmm. It's a lot going on here, okay? So give us a break if you didn't like this episode. But if you did, hit that thumbs up, baby.
I think they liked it.
Hopefully. All right, but babe.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to keep putting them out because I love them. Okay. But babe, before we sign out, let everybody know where they can reach you. How you're taking over the YouTube world. Eh? Mm-hmm. How you're taking over the TikTok world. How can they reach you?
Okay, so you can find me on YouTube, Sophia Roses. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok, and Sophia_Rose_LY. That's where you can find me.
You could also find her all over the Time Flies podcast and also the Time Flies YouTube channel. You heard?
Absolutely.
As far as Time Flies, boom, baby. You guys, all the links will be down in the description below, all social media. For the millionth time, if you're watching this on YouTube, please remember to hit that thumbs up. Please remember to leave a comment. And also remember to subscribe to the channel. Obviously, that'll be a really big help. If you're listening to this on any of the podcast streaming platforms, remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Look at that. I just named 5 off the dome, baby. We working out here. We working. Don't forget about the Shia merch. Shia merch, the link is in the description below.
Period.
Sophia and I, we are scheduling a photo shoot for that. And put it out to the world. Maybe more people will be engaged with it.
Absolutely.
Maybe more people will come across it. And you never know. All right. But until next time, the next episode, we will be recapping
season five,
which in my opinion, I think is the best season.
Really?
Yeah. In Supernatural.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
All right.
I'm the jury and judge.
Facts. And executioner.
Period.
Help me. All right, we'll check you guys out later.
Bye.
Peace.